Hi, this is Dave O'Mara, and this is 5x5 for Saturday, November 11th, 2005. Today, I have another critical template from the OTOM Labs Artificial Criticism Development Project. This piece is a template for a review of a visually rewarding but now unfashionable painter. And
was very strongly influenced by two quotes from W.H. Auden,
which I should know by heart. We'll see if I mangle them. And once, as I attempt to quote them, by artists, the first is from
curators,
In Memory of W.B. Yeats, and it goes like this.
Just as for poetry,
and makes nothing happen. A little pause there,
getting into character for the character of Finney.
Patricia would have to approve
that actor read it very well, but
she would
approve. My character thought as well.
Anyway,
she'll understand.
I actually wrote it myself on the day before the shoot. Actually, on the morning of the shoot, I wrote this just to have something that it's an old love letter. Almost a stalking letter, but a poetic stalking letter. So here we go. And I'm going to read it as best I can in the character of
adjective, art
finiette of the national painter, 20th century artist. Artist didn't even begin painting full-time until he was pushing midlife milestone. My aim is to achieve the extreme but now unfashionable idea, he said. And the works on view in this small show dating from the decade, and mostly in color and contrast in color, come close to that goal, if anything devised by human hand can really be considered
to whom
extreme,
people
but
speak of
now
unfashionable.
Okay,
moral adjective.
Okay,
yes.
Let me try to understand what I've read so far, that other people are symbols. Okay, yeah, on the
same time, I
will be both Pierre,
embarks on projects and takes responsibility for projects and usually has a day job of some sort, at which I try to be good. I'm not trying to be a failure in all organized things. I just simply don't get the status of my highest value. And so for many years, the struggling, surprising adjective, contrast in color, I've always regarded
with the eye's perception of symmetry, while at the same time offering it a restful expanse of space. Other good works present the eye with teasing art concept relationships, like the one from Year, consisting of color orientation, simple shape, separated by small whole number contrasting color ones. But artist paintings do not really lend themselves to verbal description.
For it is by no means necessary to tell what force is in itself, nor whether it is the cause or effect of motion.
So the only thing is you don't define things by saying what causes them or what they cause.
Music that
doesn't emanate sort of from the action
Aristotelian place.
And thinking about diegetic sound from within the story and non-diegetic sound, I can't help thinking of the marvelous movie I saw recently, The Marriage of Maria Braun by Rainer Werner Fassbinder. And its remarkable use of sound, almost all of which is in some way shadowy description,
seems to emerge from those
lies.
Although it's too insistent.
The problem is, so this is getting very close to the
critics entirely.
The whole self-centeredness of the insane
substitute,
and yet
software programs for critics.
But anyway, the comment says the original review achieved a subtle and elegiac tone, largely by stating extreme but now unfashionable idea in its original context, as a quote from the artist. Users of this template would be well advised to practice a similar restraint. And I'm not quite so certain about OTOM Labs sticking its neck out, its collective neck out, we may say, in making this sort of editorial comment.